We are so honored. Anytime this guy calls in and he's got big news to share with us, joining us on the buyersafety.com hotline, the Jet is on the runway, number 31, one of the all-time greatest Dallas Mavericks, Jason Jet Terry. How we doing, Jet?
Good morning, Ben and Ken. How's everything going?
Everything is going fantastic, and it's always great whenever we catch up with you. And there was a big announcement this week. As you are taking a new gig, you are the assistant general manager of the Texas Legends. Congratulations. Tell us a little bit about this job and why this is a good fit for you now.
Well, obviously, I'm extremely honored to be named the assistant GM for the Texas Legends. Opportunity presented itself, and I had to take advantage of it. Obviously, my heart is in coaching at the next level, whether it be college or in the pros. And I just felt like this was an opportunity for me to learn more about the business side of basketball from a GM perspective. Al Whitley, who is a great friend of mine, serves as the current GM with the Texas Legends, and he is basically going to allow me to be his shadow, and he will walk me through the ins and outs of the daily responsibilities of being a GM in the league. And so I just thought it's a tremendous opportunity for me to continue to grow and develop in my post-playing career. And then eventually I'll find my way onto a sideline here or there.
Yeah, that is awesome. Love hearing that. And so do you anticipate at some point that your path, although it's probably undefined at this point, could end up being you'd be an assistant in the pros? Would you be an assistant in college? Would you go straight to being a head coach in college? You know, how do you think that might go?
Well, that path is definitely not predetermined, but head or assistant at either level, I wouldn't rule out management at either level. Again, it's just a part of me and my growth and my development as I continue to embark on this great journey that basketball has presented for me. I mean, it's just been an honor to be a part of a game that, you know, gives you all and everything that you've ever dreamed of, and then it opens up so many doors at every level. To be a successful individual on and off the court. So again, I'm just thankful. Who knows what the future holds? But I will tell you, in some fashion or form, it will be something to do with basketball. I'm a lifer.
Yeah, there's no doubt about that. And sometimes you got to figure out what you like the most. But right now, as you look at it, what you know, and I think about guys that have come through the Legends, whether it's Nick Van Exel or Eddie Nahara or Nancy Lieberman. I mean, there's so many people that have come through that organization and done different things. Nick, for example, is coaching on the Grizz staff, and Stack has a job on the college level. Right now, what interests you the most? Is it coaching? Is it scouting? Is it player acquisition? What aspect at this moment in your career is the most fascinating to you?
Well, right now, I got to stay in my lane, and it's being on the management side. I mean, I'm a tremendous evaluator of talent. I can evaluate a guy in the first 5 minutes I see him out on the floor. The ability to also develop talent is one of my strong suits. Something I've been doing here in the Metroplex for about, you know, 15, 16 years as I continue my playing career. So, you know, those are my strong suits. Then if you want to talk about being directly involved on the court, obviously X's and O's is something I do well. You know, strategizing, being able to manipulate a defense and put my guys in the best position to have success. So, you know, those are some of my strengths. Obviously, I have weaknesses that I'll continue to hone and develop, you know, under the guidance of Al. But I feel that I bring something to the table, and we want to bring a championship to the Legends. I mean, we've sit back and watched RGV win a couple championships here. We've watched the Warriors down in Santa Cruz win a couple couple championships in the G League, and we want to bring one home here to Dallas.
We're talking to Jason Terry on the Ben Skin Show, 105.3 The Fan. Okay, so if you are a good scout of talent, and we do believe that, then you've known me and Skin for a long time. Give us a scouting report on what type of pickup basketball players me and Skin are.
Even though his name or nickname is Big Ben Skin, Big Ben, he is not what you would think the prototypical post player. He can stretch it out with range, has a great shooting touch. Now, Skin, on the other hand, he's very quick, cat-like reflexes, likes to play the passing lane, But he's very quick-witted and nimble. So you got to watch out for both of those guys. They'll be a valuable asset to any team that would love to acquire their skills.
Dang.
He's heading to great things, Ben.
On point.
Yeah. So we're talking to Jason the Jet Terry here on the Ben and Skin Show. Now, I'm hoping, I know you're busy, but you'll be able to continue to do a little bit of broadcasting. You're on NBA TV a lot. You're on Fox Sports Southwest for the pre- and post-game show. Will you still be able to take on some broadcasting responsibilities?
Well, I think that was the most important thing for me as I do continue my post-playing career is that I keep all avenues open, and, you know, being the assistant GM of the Legends gives me that flexibility to continue to do what I do in the community with Drive Nation. I'm also the varsity head coach for a girls basketball team at North Dallas at Ventus Academy. I'll also be doing broadcasting for either Turner, ESPN, or Fox locally. And then, again, with the Legends. So it just leaves all avenues open for me, and it allows me to continue to see what I love best before I really dive in and, you know, take on this post-playing career.
That's awesome. So awesome. We're talking to Jason Terry on the Ben and Skin Show, 105.3 The Fan. What was the moment that you knew that you guys had a shot at winning a championship?
I think when our team was assembled. I mean, just looking at the roster, when you got guys like Tyson Chandler, at that time, Caron Butler was healthy. Deshaun Stevenson, Sean Marion, you know, obviously a Hall of Famer, Jason Kidd and Dirk. We knew we had the pieces, J.J. Barea, to compete with any team in the league. We had been knocking on the door for 4 or 5 years, and it was just a matter of, you know, getting the right chemistry involved and then having some luck as well. You know, and with Rick Carlisle at the helm, I call him the mad scientist, he would put us in a position where we could all – you know, utilize our strengths. And I think all our strengths played off each other very well. I can't forget what guys like Stojakovic, Corey Brewer, Cardinal, you know, all these guys were selfless players and would give anything to achieve that ultimate goal. And so, you know, in preseason early, you know, we bonded. We had a great chemistry. Everybody was on the same page. And I just believed.
You know, Jed, I don't even know that I've ever asked this question, but famously you got the Larry O. Tattooed on your body before the season began, and then you guys went on to win the championship. What did your teammates say or do when they first learned of this?
Oh, they said what they'd always say when they see me walk into a locker room with my robe on and cigar. Jet's crazy. What is he talking about? But there were a couple guys that kind of gave me that look. You know, like, yeah, you know what? He got something. I mean, I see what he sees. And, you know, one of those guys was Tyson. I mean, he had been around the league now, for, I think it was 8 or 9 years at the time, maybe 10. And he was just tired of losing. You know, he hadn't tasted, you know, playoff postseason success. And he was willing to do whatever it took. And so, you know, when you got guys like that on your team that really buy into the mission of the organization, I mean, it's beautiful and it's powerful.
Man, we're sitting here talking about your robe game. You mentioned rolling in a robe. I think you got one of the strongest robe games of anyone on the planet because the Mavericks win a championship. You walk in. I always ask you about this. You go by Bentley in a robe. If I'm not mistaken, I think it was a Bentley. Was it a Bentley?
A Bentley robe.
Okay. It's a Bentley in a robe. That is such a power move, and we all love you so much for that. But not everyone can have a strong robe game, so – when do you know as a human being if you could really get out there in a robe and really represent nicely in a robe as opposed to just looking like, hey, man, you shouldn't be out here in a robe?
Well, it's one of those things you don't, and thank God social media wasn't readily available. You would have to go into MySpace to see it. It's just one of those things, man. I'm a very confident guy, and, man, I was really feeling it. I mean, when you – achieved your ultimate goal and you worked as hard as we have. Obviously, all the Mav fans around the world in the Metroplex, Dirk, you know, Cube, and everybody that's a part of that organization realized what that championship meant to us, you know, because of what we went through. And so, for me, hey, throw the robe on, it had the trophy on the left side, had a little cigar pocket. If it was 10 years now, they would be calling it swag. You know, I don't know what they called it then, but the young fellas nowadays would have said, man, Coach Jet got a lot of swag. for busting that robe out.
It was the Jason Terry Hefner robe game. It was so, so classic. All right, before we let you get out of here, Jet, you got to give us an update on your daughters, on the Lady Jets. How is everything going in that part of your world?
Well, everything's all well. I've now merged my Lady Jets with Jermaine O'Neal and Drive Nation. We've graduated another class. All of them will be going on scholarship to Division I, two or three schools, academically or athletically. So the foundation is strong. Just dropped my second oldest daughter off at Arizona State University. I hate to say it, but I
Man.
Did it on Wildcat. Yeah, but hey, if I didn't go to Arizona athletically, that would have been the school to go socially.
See, that's what we've heard.
Yep.
Well, awesome, Jet, man. We always love catching up with you. We're so happy. I mean, there's a lot of things you could have done with your life, and selfishly keeping you in this North Texas DFW area is great for us because we've always been such big fans, and we consider you a friend. Congratulations on the Legends gig, and we'll talk to you soon, man.
Talk to you soon.
There he goes, the great Jason Terry. Just an awesome dude. Always fun to catch up with him. He is going to be a part of that Legends organization. And Ben, when Cuban bought into the Legends, it really sort of streamlined, the Mavericks affiliation with the Legends and just how seriously they take that.